Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Ashley Bulwark and Cody Mosley from the U.S. Forest Service. Thank you both for joining me this morning on air.
Thanks for having us, Erin. Good morning.
Yes. Thank you.
So we are here to talk about a special honor that Sitka has been given this year as the provider of the Together Tree for
Indeed.
The Governor's Mansion. So what is the Together Tree? What is this whole program?
Well, the Together Tree is a tree that we, as the Forest Service, have provided over the past, I would say 5 to 7 years, to the Governor's Mansion to be displayed. And it is something that allows Southeast Alaska to contribute and kind of help the communities to come together and work together with both the tribe and U.S. Forest Service and the people around the community.
All right. So a tree from, this is something that's been kind of spread about Southeast for who gets the honor each year.
Yeah, definitely. This is Sitka's year this year, but it's come from Petersburg and a variety of other communities over the years. It just kind of bounces around. So, you know, we got a notification at the Forest Service here in Sitka Ranger District, that is sort of our year. We were tapped as being having this honor this year to provide the tree. So kind of mobilized to figure out how to make that happen.
So obviously Forest Service is in charge of the actual acquisition of said tree from lands around Sitka. How does a community get involved in this? Is there like a voting process for the tree, or how do Sitkans get involved?
Yeah. So the biggest thing that Sitkans can get involved with is actually providing ornaments for the tree. So not only do we provide a tree that's going to be displayed in front of the Governor's Mansion, but we also get to send over ornaments. And of course, because it's Sitka's honor this year, we're hoping that the ornaments, you know, sort of ring true with our great Sitka character and really represent Sitka well. So it's an opportunity for us to show off how much we love our community in the form of a Christmas tree in front of the Governor's Mansion.
Awesome. So this is... there's no necessarily theme or color palette to work with. It's just the theme is, I guess, pride in Alaska and pride in Sitka.
Yeah, I think we maybe some years folks come up with a theme. We've sort of just thought about it as, you know, it's called the Together Tree. And so whatever represents togetherness for you, you know, certainly it's at the Governor's Mansion. And so that kind of leans into the whole Alaska together component. So we haven't really pinpointed a specific theme, but have sort of been running our own thoughts along those lines.
Okay. And before you went on air, you mentioned that there is a kind of the extra fun caveat to these ornaments is this is going to be an outdoor Christmas tree. So paper mache, probably not a material to use. What kind of requirements are we having for these ornaments?
So we are working on a couple different designs, and it's really anything that you can make waterproof. I've even made a Santa Claus and coated it with clear coat to see how it did through this last rainstorm. But definitely anything that can withstand the elements.
Okay. So I gotta imagine like kind of natural products of like, I don't know, if you got some extra abalone shells laying around, that could be kind of a good thing to throw in.
Yeah, we've been coming up with a few ideas to take to Keat to do with students to just kind of bolster the ornament opportunities for the tree. And so we've definitely been leaning into natural materials. I think part of that is that we just really are in nature all the time. And so that's what we think about. But also, you know, I think more and more we all are trying to be really conscious about not creating extra litter and things like that. And so just trying to recognize that whatever you make ornaments out of, try to make them something that's really robust. We all know what the weather's like here in Southeast Alaska. So you can imagine the tree's going to sit outside the Governor's Mansion for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, something like that. So anything you put on the tree, we'd love it to be something that's, you know, a little bit hardy, whether that's natural materials that when they fall apart, who cares? You know, they're just part of nature again. Mm-hmm. Or whether it's just something a little bit more robust that you create at home.
So it's not going to slowly disintegrate over those 3 weeks. It can be taken off and taken care of.
Definitely.
Like, I feel like this could be like a, you know, for anyone who's like going to be doing like the like wearable arts show, this could be a fun like little warm-up exercise of like take some found materials, see what you can make for it. Might be a fun little exercise.
Definitely.
So for you mentioned that you're going to be heading over to Keet Gushaheen to get the kiddos involved in the ornament making process. For the rest of the public who would like to contribute an ornament, what's the time range? When do these ornaments need to be completed?
Yeah, so we really need the ornaments to be dropped off at the Forest Service by next Monday, December 5th, by the close of business. For us, it's about 4 o'clock at the front office at the Forest Service building. And that's just because next week is when we're actually going to cut down the tree, and the Coast Guard is actually going to be the ones who are going to package up the tree and take the ornaments with them to deliver them to Juneau for the governor. So that all needs to happen next week, so they have time to get it over, and they'll set up the tree before Christmas so people can see it for a little while. So yeah, it's a very quick time frame, but it's because, again, there's sort of all of these moving pieces and want to make sure that folks can really enjoy it in front of the mansion for a while.
Awesome. So you said that the tree is going to be, has been selected, it's going to be cut. So what was the do you know the process for how this tree was selected? I'm assuming it's not it's not going to be some little guy, it's going to be something statuesque.
Yeah, so you know, the sort of criteria that came to us was that they would like the tree to be 10 to 15 feet tall. You know, of course, we all assumed it should be a tree from the Tongass because they selected Sitka Ranger District. And so with that, we also then added the caveats of, you know, traditionally the tree has always been blessed by the tribe. So Chuck Miller from the Sitka tribe is going to come down and bless the tree for us. And we have a bunch of Forest Service leadership who are going to be here. So we wanted to pick a tree that was going to be sort of close to the road or easily accessible, recognizing that also some Sitka tribe elders are going to come. So we had sort of all these criteria in mind and then went hunting for a tree that fit the bill. And we have a really great silviculturist on our staff who was in charge of picking the tree. And, you know, he knows all of the kind of requirements. But like many of you who have probably cut trees here in Sitka, I will say it's not your standard Christmas tree that's, you know, big and bushy. They're in the wild, they don't quite grow like that. So yeah, I think it's definitely a little bit more Charlie Brown than your standard Christmas tree you buy at a lot. But yeah, I think they picked a really great one. Awesome. So yeah, that's sort of the process that went into it.
And something that I think is pretty cool that, again, you mentioned before we went on air was this is not going to be a typical Forest Service tree felling.
Right.
In that you're going to be using some old school tools.
Yeah. We have a few folks on our team who got selected for the tree portion of the planning who really love crosscut saws. So they're going to bust out a crosscut saw to cut down the tree is the current plan rather than rev up the chainsaw. So that's the plan and we'll see how that goes. We don't all know, but crosscuts are definitely a fun piece of the past that are a little challenging to use.
I'm surprised folks volunteered to do that, because that's definitely a lot of work. Modern machinery is quite helpful. All right, well, that'll add to the experience too, and the character of the tree and its story coming from Sitka.
I thought that they should actually hand polish the crosscut saw so it really had some shine on it when they...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, polish those handles, make sure it's looking good for photos.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to combine that. This is also a PR campaign. Might as well.
Right.
Get the most mileage out of it. So it'll be cut next week.
Yes.
And then, so is it the Sitka Coast Guard that's going to be transporting the tree?
No, actually, one of the vessels from Ketchikan, stationed down in Ketchikan, is going to be driving up this week. And so they'll be pulling up, you know, right here in the channel, I'm sure. Well, I think the boat's actually too big to come into the channel, so they're going to shuttle the tree from the Coast Guard dock here in town out to the Ketchikan boat that's going to be anchored out further, because I think it's too big is what we've heard. The Coast Guard's handling most of those logistics. We have to deliver the tree to the Coast Guard dock is kind of our role. But how exactly they're going to get it all on the big boat is something that they're kind of handling. But yeah, then the boat's going to take it up to Juneau from there.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And the ornaments will actually transport with the tree. So we're going to have them all bundled and packaged, and it'll go in one nice shipment.
But it'll be one complete Christmas tree unit. So like just get to unbox it in Juneau and set it up and decorate.
Yeah, assembly required.
Well, that's cool that, yeah, truly a together tree of that. Forest Service involved, Coast Guards involved, big parts of Southeast communities. And the most important part is making that tree look good. So that's where Sitkins themselves are involved.
Definitely.
And one more time, when are these ornaments due into the Forest Service?
Yeah. So if you're interested in making an ornament for our Together Tree, you can drop it off at the Forest Service building, which is out on HPR just past C-Mart, that big brown building. At the front office, we'll have a drop box out front in case we're closed. And then you can come into the office if we're open. Our typical open hours are sort of 9 to 4 with a one-hour break from noon to 1. And you can do that any day this week all the way through Monday, December 5th at 4 o'clock.
And these are going to be outdoor ornaments, so recommendations being natural-esque materials, or at least the hardy materials.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Great. Well, if anyone has questions about ornaments or about, Together Tree, how can folks get a hold of you guys at the Forest Service?
Sure. They can reach out to me specifically. This is Ashley Bulwark. So my email address is ashley.bulwark@usda.gov. And then you can get me on my office phone number as well, or leave me a message there and I'll return the message. The phone number there is 907-747-4299.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning and for spearheading the beautification of Sitka's Together Tree. Ashley Bulwark and Cody Mosley from the U.S. Forest Service, thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you get some really lovely ornaments for the Together Tree this year.
Thanks, Aaron. It's been great.
Thank you.